Hashtag Yang surge trends as Andrew Yang jumps to fourth in national poll. By Hannah Blow on January 24, 2020. Supporters of Andrew Yang celebrated on social media after a 7 News/Emerson College poll released Thursday showed the presidential hopeful jumping to fourth place in the Democrat field. The poll, which surveyed 497 Democrat primary voters from January 21 to 23, 2020, showed former Vice President Joe Biden, D, leading the field with just 3 points over Senator Bernie Sanders, IBT, 30% to 27%. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, fell to a distant third with 13% support. But all eyes are on fourth place, which went to Yang with 8% support. He edged out Michael Bloomberg, D, who saw 7% support. And Pete Buttigieg, D, who fell to sixth place with just 6% support. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, saw 4% support. And the remaining candidates saw 1% support or less. The margin of error is +4.1%. Yang's supporters were quick to celebrate his rise in the poll, with hashtag Yang surge trending on social media. You heard it, hashtag Yang gang. Retweet with hashtag Yang surge. Let's do this for it, Andrew Yang. Yang's national campaign co-chair Evan Lowe proclaimed. Yang got 9% of the black vote, with 8% of the overall vote. This shows that the black community is listening, and liking what they're hearing, one user wrote. As more of the black community starts hearing about him, they'll realize that he is their guy. Just wait till February 3rd and we see the hashtag Yang surge in Iowa. Another wrote. I feel it, gang, it's happening. We're beating the DNC at their own game, another declared. 8% nationally in an A-ranked poll. The hashtag Yang surge has begun. While Sanders continues to dominate in support among younger voters, Yang is treading on his demographic stronghold. If Bloomberg continues to gain support, it could come at Biden's expense, which could create a pathway for Sanders to the nomination, Emerson College polling director Spencer Kimball stated. On the other hand, Yang is pulling votes away from Sanders with younger voters, and this is a very interesting age dynamic, Kimball added. On Thursday, self-help guru and former presidential candidate Marianne Williamson threw her weight behind Yang specifically for the Iowa caucuses. I'm lending my support to Andrew in Iowa, hopefully to help him get past the early primaries and remind us not to take ourselves too seriously, Williamson wrote in an Instagram post. We need that this year. Yang appears to be taking advantage of three of his competitors' absences from Iowa due to the ongoing Senate impeachment trial, holding a host of events in the Hawkeye State. Friday's Real Clear Politics average showed Yang with 3.7% support in Iowa,